A Problem Shared with Tony McGinley on Kerry Today.
Yeah, Tony McGinley with me on the line. Tony, we're going to start with a message that's come in from a listener who says, Jerry and Tony, just wanted to say I will miss Val McGinley. Got a land last Wednesday when she quietly and humbly announced that she'd be on her merry way. I want to thank her for all the years of wise words, the serious and the lighthearted. I always look forward to tuning into Tony and Val on Wednesday morning. Thank goodness we still have Tony. Thank you, Val. Very best wishes, girl, and many blessings always coming in from a listener.
That's very nice indeed. And I'm sure when she listens back to that, she'll be delighted.
Yeah, very kind. Very kind words. And thanks very much for sending that in, listener. We have a query that came in late last week, and we're going to start with this one. Tony, my 16-year-old daughter needs counselling due to family reasons, but won't go. What can I do?
Well, again, the first question I would ask is why and who says she needs counselling? Because, you know, if somebody just gets it into their head, she needs to be straightened out. It needs to be well defined. So I'm assuming that a doctor or somebody who has medical experience has said that she actually needs counselling. Now, if that's the case, and then she needs to be, as it were, encouraged into taking some sort of counselling, what you might do then is to give her, you know, this is essential. If you don't do this, then something else will have to happen. And if that's not done in an aggressive way, it's essential that there's no sort of aggression. But look, if that doesn't happen, then we'll have to go another step. You know, we may have to, you know, call some other service or whatever. And if that doesn't work, then you're then down to, you know, well, if you're going to continue behaving the way you are, you know, you just can't, we just can't carry on as normal, and things have to change. So what it is slowly introducing some sort of terms and conditions, as it were. You know, if your behavior and the way you feel doesn't change, then X, Y, and Z may have to happen.
And Tony, is there a clash there between, like, the fact that this person is 16, but at the same time still a child, in terms of still under parental guardianship, shall we say, in terms of that line as to whether, look, if someone is over 18, 19, 20, they need counselling, you can't force them to go. They're an adult, they make their own decisions. Is there a clash there?
There is, and there isn't. You know, no matter what age someone is, if their behaviour is beyond a certain degree,
level,
then
yeah,
something has to happen. And it's putting some action. Now, it has to be very carefully thought out what's done, but it's putting some action into play, you know. And if she has been medically diagnosed as needing counselling, if she's refusing to take any sort of counselling, no matter what age she is, there needs to be conditions put in to the formula.
Yeah.
And it's by putting those forward, saying, well, look, if that's the situation, we can't live with it, so what are you going to do about it? You could put it back to her that way.
Mm.
And if she's totally, you know, cut off in that direction, then, you know, something else needs to happen. Some sort of terms and conditions need to be applied.
Yeah, and if there isn't counselling, if the behaviour goes on, then that is a big issue. But at the same time, there's the question of someone, in order for counselling to work, someone has to kind of go into it with an open mind and not under protest or duress, I suppose.
Absolutely, but at the same time, most people are reluctant to go into any sort of medical treatment.
Is there a benefit? If they go, then they'll understand better and it could start having a benefit if you just get them in the door.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's a matter then of some sort of balance between the two. So,
Okay, well, listen, if you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme on 0667 12 36. And thanks so much, listener, for sending it in. Any other queries or questions people have, you can get them into us on our numbers, 0667 12 36 66. Text or WhatsApp them to us on 083 300 300. And you can also email in the more detailed ones to kerry.today@radiokerry.ie, and we'll pass them on to Tony. We've more queries to get to, more of your comments to get to. We'll get to those with Tony on A Problem Shared after we take these.
A Problem Shared with Tony McGinley on Kerry Today.
You're on the line with Tony McGinley for A Problem Shared. We have a query to get to here. A close friend of mine who's been through a difficult time has turned to me for support. She's so needy that I keep getting texts and calls. When we meet, the conversations are always about her and always about how she feels. It's like she cannot see anything but her own problems. It's becoming a bit too much for me, and I need to get away from what feels like an almost constant assault. How do I handle this situation?
That's not an easy one when you're dealing with a close friend. And it's dead easy if you're a counsellor, because you already have, as it were, barriers there, you know?
You have an out.
Yeah, you have, absolutely. What I would say, it's very hard not to blame someone for behaving like that, but it's you must really try not to blame someone, because, you know, a lot of us have been through a bit of depression, and you know, when you're in that state of mind, you are blind to other things. You are focused on what's hurting you or what the cause was, and so on. So that would be the first thing I'd say to her. The second one is, if she needs professional help and she's not getting it, maybe she is, but if she's not, it might be a good idea to suggest, you know, that she talk to somebody who, you know, specialises in helping people through rough things and so on and so forth. Because if you mention counsellors or worse again, psychiatrists or psychologists or anything down that line, people will absolutely clam up. They will not have anything to do with it. Well, some people will. But if she hasn't considered that, then that's the next step. And then if, you know, she's not taking the hint, as it were, and you know, calling on you and ringing and texting and so on and so forth, you could simply begin to turn down the wick, turn down the volume, as it were, by not answering texts immediately for not till the next day or the day after, turning off your phone at a certain time at night and so on and so forth. That's the way to protect yourself. But I think also consider the other person, because if she's very needy and you're a major leaning block, as it were, and you suddenly remove yourself, it can lead to some nasty things happening.
Yeah. So, yeah. And this may only be temporary, Tony. It may we don't know how long this is going on for, but it may be just a period of time that she would be like this or they would be like this, and that it may return to normal.
Oh yeah, I mean, most situations, 9 out of 10 come out normally, and people do. It's natural. We all lean on those we you know, relate to, and this person evidently relates to the other very closely and is using that person as a leaning block, and it's not a very nice place to be in if you don't know how to handle it. But if you know how to handle it, then it can become a lot easier. In fact, much easier.
Yeah.
And basically, as I say, one is try not to blame her if there's a sort of sense of, you know, I wish she'd go away, and you know. The second one really is to, you know, suggest to her, if she's not already as a receiving some sort of help, suggest to her that she see somebody who is trained in helping people through situations. And it does help people. People don't realize it, but it really does help. Talk therapy, as they call it, is very, very helpful. And, yeah, and by a trained individual who is really knows how to use the techniques and so on, it can really help someone out the other end of a very, very depressing situation. But if that then doesn't work, then the next thing is to protect yourself. As I said, turn the volume down. If the music is too much, turn the volume down. And the way to do that then is by not answering texts or by turning the phone off at certain times and so on and so forth. You can use your own imagination there.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We have another query here I want to get to as well. I'm not sure how to handle a particular situation. I could do a bit of a guidance, please. There's the word please, which is central to my problem. Personally, I always try to be mannerly, and I've corrected my children on that matter on many occasions, even when others are present. It has been pointed out to me, though, that nobody bothers with manners nowadays, and I was out of touch with my attitude, and that I should lay off the children. I'm shocked. Am I out of touch? Do I have to learn a new modern way of being without manners?
Well, first and foremost, I'd say, no, you're dead right. There is a sort of erosion of manners over the last 20, 30 years. When I was young, a youngster or a child or someone in good health would always get up in a bus and give a seat to somebody who was older or unwell looking or whatever. That doesn't happen as often. In fact, it rarely happens. I mean, I've observed it in trains and so on. And it's something that's nearly died out. The other thing is we would open the door for people and so on and so forth. But it's absolutely right that the whole human race needs to have manners and to be cooperative and to be helpful to one another. That's the basis of every religion on the planet. And if we are moving away from that, we are moving closer to causing major problems. I mean, we have global warming at the moment, which is almost definitely happening. And it's a physical threat, as it were, to our comfort and well-being down the line. But the breakdown in human ability to be mannerly, to be, you know, caring about others, to be cooperative with others, and to have a reciprocal attitude, the give and take attitude to almost everything in life, is essential. So, you know, you're absolutely right, and I'd say stick with it. But, you know, try and explain it to people.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just manners. Manners is a Victorian sort of thing. And there were very particular ways of dressing and eating and using a fork and all that sort of stuff. They're irrelative, completely. But, you know, being kind and, as it were, coming over to other people in a kindly way is an essential human ability.
Yeah, and just because other people have forgotten it or don't do it anymore is no reason for you to stop doing it. That and
absolutely.
Teaching it to your children, that consideration of other people being a central thing to do with manners, empathy and all of those things.
Yeah, I mean, the world is full of yobs. We just listen to the news for 10 minutes and you hear the most appalling stuff right across the globe.
Yeah.
And, you know, we don't have to mirror that down in our everyday life.
Yeah.
And what needs to happen, as I say, is global. It's not you. You're right. You're absolutely right. We have to be mannerly to other people.
Yeah. Tony, a quick query here. We might have come back to this, but initial thoughts. A listener says, how do I set boundaries for my 14-year-old who was quiet last summer, but in the last few months has started getting quite cheeky and questioning and trying to stay out as late as she can? It sounds like the teenage years are coming on.
Oh, that's the teenage, definitely. Set terms and conditions. You know, have a nice chat. Keep it as friendly as possible. Keep as much contact with the child as possible, because it tends to be that the contact wears away as they get a bit older. But if you know, go out together for a coffee now and again, do things together, you know, that allows you then to get messages across. And if there is, you know, a real breaking of the rules, you have to begin, as I said, with the first item we dealt with there. You know, terms and conditions have to be applied at a certain point.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, yeah.
That'll be part of it. Okay, we'll get back to that one in more detail next week.